weather map, a weak high pressure ridge will build over northern Florida this afternoon and remain stationary through Sunday. A weak frontal trough will remain stationary and diffuse in the northern Bahamas through tonight. The marine forecast from Savannah to St. Augustine are now 50 miles, including the inland and coastal waters of northeast Florida and southeast Georgia. This afternoon, wind west to northwest 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeast near shore during the afternoon. Seas 2 feet or less. The inland waters smooth. Tonight, wind southeast 5 to 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. The inland waters smooth. Sunday, wind southeast 10 knots, seas around 2 feet. The inland waters smooth to a light chop. Widely scattered showers. The tide to Mayport. High tide 4:29 this afternoon, low tide 10:33 tonight. On Sunday, high tide 4:52 a.m., low tide 10:57 a.m. We had a first quarter phase of the moon last night. Full moon will be May 20th. The moon will be at apogee May 16th. Surf temperature at Jacksonville Beach, 69 degrees. The sea surface temperature at the data buoy, 20 miles off Fernandina Beach, 71. And the surf temperature at St. Augustine Beach Pier, 72.
This is NOAA Weather Radio Station, KHB 39, operating 24 hours a day on a frequency of 162.55 megahertz from the National Weather Service office in Jacksonville, Florida, and transmitting from an antenna located at the Barnett Regency Tower.
The forecast for the Jacksonville metropolitan area, including Florida's first coast, this afternoon partly sunny with isolated late afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s inland and beaches, the rain chance less than 20%. Tonight partly cloudy with patchy late night fog, the lows in the upper 50s inland and middle 60s beaches. Sunday mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the middle 80s, the chance of rain 30%. The high at the airport on Friday was 78, the morning low 48, we had no rain. The extended forecast Monday through Wednesday, partly cloudy Monday and Tuesday with a chance of mainly afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms, and mostly sunny Wednesday. Lows averaging in the lower 60s, highs averaging in the lower 80s. At 1 p.m., National Weather Service radar showed mostly light showers between Perry, Florida and Valdosta, Georgia. A small shower had also developed along the coast north of Brunswick. Movement was east at 35 miles an hour. At 1 p.m., there are mostly cloudy to cloudy skies in the listening area. At Jacksonville International, we have 77 degrees, a relative humidity 36%, calm winds, barometer 30.02 and falling. Gainesville, cloudy with light haze and 76. The relative humidity 52%, southeast wind 7 miles per hour, barometer 30.00 and falling. Tallahassee, mostly sunny and 76. Daytona Beach, mostly sunny and 78. St. Simons Island, Georgia, 70. Valdosta, light rain and 72. Waycross, cloudy and 75. Around the city of Jacksonville, Arlington and Mayport, 76. Orange Park, 77. And on the west side, 79. The winds at St. Simons Island, Georgia, northeast at 5 knots. The data buoy, 20 miles off Fernandina Beach, at north-northwest winds, 4 to 6 knots. Seas 2 feet. At the mouth of the St. John's River, northeast winds, 6 knots. The river inside the jetty, smooth. Seas outside the jetty, 2 feet. Winds at St. Augustine Beach Pier, east-northeast at 7 knots.